Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate ya. Hi everyone!
And welcome to
Social Blend! I'm Gracie.
And I'm George. And we have so much to discuss today.
It is going to be a good episode. Last week was a little short, but it was also pretty good. It was short and sweet.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Wait,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
We just had about 10 minutes of technical difficulties.
Right. No,
and
literally.
It's all because I'm an idiot, but it's fine. I do feel like, though, I can hear myself in my headphones, which is a little bit weird.
Okay.
But that's okay. We'll deal with it.
Oh, yeah. That is weird. But yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
So you are, I see you have a Diet Coke.
Yes, I'm having a Diet Coke. I'm taking a little break from imbibing in alcohol right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to be really open. I'm not going to get into detail, but I'm going to just say that I've been having a little wee bit of a manic episode.
Okay.
I have an appointment with my psychiatrist in like a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever.
Right.
And hopefully we can get some meds to help with that. But the alcohol was definitely making it worse.
Yeah.
And I will say this. It was fun at first. I was having a great time because it kind of feels good.
Right.
But if you like being in that state for a prolonged amount of time is very detrimental and it doesn't become fun anymore. So right now, since I already had the appointment scheduled, I was like, I'm just going to keep it because it's annoying to get in touch with that doctor's office.
Right.
I'm just going to not drink, and I'll probably not drink for like, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months, and then we'll see where we're at.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
And it's good that you're aware also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely good. But yeah, so I'm having a Diet Coke.
Love. I just had, so I don't drink soda, but last week I was just in the mood. I got Taco Bell and I literally was like, you were opening up a can of soda.
Did you get a Baja Blast?
No, I've never had. No, this was an afterthought. I found Coke Zero and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. I'm going to try some. So it was good. I haven't had soda in years.
Yeah. So like I'll have a Sprite every once in a while. I like orange soda too. I've like almost never liked like straight up Coca-Cola. Okay. I would drink like vanilla Coke from like the fountain only if that was an option, but I've never like straight up liked Coke. Mm-hmm. And then we were at like a burger restaurant. And I didn't order it, but my friends both got Coke and I was just drinking it and it was so good. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to be a Diet Coke girly for now.
Right.
A little fun.
I always love Diet Coke. That was my go-to. Regular Coca-Cola, I literally gagged. Like it was too much for me, but Diet Coke is delicious. And caffeine free.
This one has caffeine. Coke Zero might not have caffeine, but this one does.
They have one. It's called Coca-Cola caffeine free.
Oh, okay. This one only has 46 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
That's not bad. And sometimes I'll drink like 2 Celsiuses and you're only supposed to drink 2 in total.
Right.
And those are 200 each. So like,
I was going to say, like they have a lot.
It's nuts. Yeah. Yeah. But no, yeah, it's really good. I'm loving it.
I love that. This weather has been incredible. Oh my gosh.
It's so gorgeous. I was tempted to just like go sit outside and record. It's so nice.
No, me too.
But I have the window open. It's really nice. Michael's at the window right now, just enjoying it. He's licking his paws, cleaning his face, and really loving that 70 degree March weather.
Oh, I love that. I love that for him. Yeah, I had my windows open, but the dogs were barking nonstop. So I'm like, I guess I'm closing my windows, but I will open them up again. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's like 70 right now, right? Yeah. 74.
Oh, it's only 70 up here,
Oh,
but
okay. Yeah,
yeah.
here it's 74. It's gorgeous out. But yeah, I'm so happy the weather's breaking, but at the same time, we do have to remember that it's only March
I
and
know. And
could be crazy.
next week it looks like for my area, it'll be around the high temperature will be around 48,
And there
47 degrees. Yeah.
we go.
But this is like false spring. And
Yes,
then we go
yes.
back to winter for a little bit, and then we get
Yep.
real spring.
And then we get
And
real.
then yeah, and there'll probably be a couple days peppered in like April and May that are a little bit chillier,
Yes.
but that's okay.
Yeah, then after that, it's all smooth sailing until we
Yeah.
get to like the end of July and August, and then we're all dying because it's too fucking
I
hot.
know. Oh my God, it's been so
Ugh.
hot in the
Yeah.
summer. Thanks,
Yeah.
climate change.
Right, literally.
Thanks, politicians, for not doing
Yeah.
anything. And now it's too late to save the planet, you stupid idiots.
Right. And now we have nothing.
Why do you guys think you know better than a planet that's been here for way
Right.
longer than you, you stupid
Yeah.
bitch? Dumb little
Literally.
whore.
And then also this weekend is St. Patrick's Day, right? Yeah. I think Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. So like every St. Patrick's Day, like suddenly I'm like, oh my gosh, like I want to wear like green, orange. Like I just want to be a,
Yeah.
I almost said a pilgrim, but I want to be an
A
Irishman.
leprechaun. A
Why?
leprechaun.
I'm like, I want to be a pilgrim.
Hilarious. That's so fucking funny. Yeah, last year I went out. I wore a slutty little outfit. It was fun.
Love. Yeah, last year I think I just went to the pub. I don't think it was on
Really?
St. Patrick's Day, or was it? I think it
No,
probably was.
they always do it on and St. Patrick's Day was a Friday last year.
Yes, okay, so I did. Yeah, so I did do that.
Yeah. It's only a Sunday this year. Like it would have been a Saturday, but it's only a Sunday this year because it's leap year. Yeah.
Oh, so that's what changes everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not. I was supposed to go to a concert. I mean, if my tickets don't sell, I'll probably still end up going to the concert.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to sell. It's completely sold out. Like it's hella sold out. And it's a small venue and it's like a bigger
Oh.
band because they like to play more intimate venues, but they're kind of getting a little bit too big because of, people are finding them on Spotify and stuff.
Right. Who is it?
Joyce Manor.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're really good. I don't know if you definitely wouldn't like them though.
Okay. What's their vibe? Like, what's the genre?
Like emo,
Oh, okay.
indie, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't
Yeah.
know. But yeah.
I mean, I used to listen to emo music back in middle school, so
Yeah, it's not your
I
cup
know
of
my
tea. It's
people.
not Nicki Minaj, so it's just
Yeah.
not for
Pull up in the
you.
Monster Automobile Gangsta.
Yeah, none of
Yeah,
that.
it's fine.
But yeah. Also I got my meds. I got like a it's very close to Adderall, but it's a little different.
Oh,
And
okay.
it's honestly fucking better.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. It feels great. I'm doing
Oh,
amazing.
good. Sometimes that happens if you're with
Yeah.
the same meds.
Exact thing, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of so by changing it, it almost like feels like the first time you ever had it. So that's
Yeah.
good.
But yeah, and then also I got a part-time job.
Oh,
I'll
good.
be making like a good amount of money. It's after work. It's like it's babysitting.
Love.
And it's gonna be great. I'm very, very excited about it.
No, that's really good.
Yeah.
Babysitting is kind of the way to go, like especially for a woman.
No, I know. Yeah, and like it's only Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
For like 3.5 hours on those days. So I'll still have Friday, I'll have my weekends. They said they might use me for like the week. I mean, obviously I'll be their babysitter. So if right. they need me for like a weekend or a Friday every now and again, like they can always ask me.
They'll let you know. Yeah.
Yeah. But they'll let me know. And I'm sure they'll let me know ahead of time, but I'm excited.
No, I like that. That's actually the perfect gig for you.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Yeah. Like I didn't want to like, oh, man, I didn't want to wait tables. I didn't want to bartend.
I know.
That definitely would have put my mental health in the gutter in more ways than one. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I'm definitely very excited for this opportunity and it's going to really help me out a lot. So.
Yeah. No, that'll be really good.
Yeah.
All right. Do we want to do your new segment?
Yeah, but give me 1 second.
Yeah, that's fine. Also, I did not watch Vanderpump Rules. Holy shit. I just realized.
Oh, no.
You could still talk about it if you want to, but. Oh, my God. I'm so mad. You know, like, today, I was, like, thinking of what to watch. And I, like, got caught up with my shows that I've been missing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I was literally like, isn't there something else I have to talk about? And I was just like blank.
I know. Oh, it's fine. Okay.
How are you doing with... Well, we'll talk about that once we do.
Okay.
What?
Sorry. I'm trying to get... My phone is not loading and I'm trying to...
Are you talking about with the segment?
Yes. All right. Yes. Okay. I'm ready. So we have a new segment that I am introducing. I'm going to use an online generator to generate a word. Okay. Then I'm going to share that word with George and George has to go on a 1 minute rant about this thing.
My okay? gosh. Okay.
So George, your topic for 1 minute rant, and let me get my timer ready.
Yes.
Is parking.
Ah!
Are you ready?
Oh, good. I'm so ready.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
I hate everything about parking, but in general, I hate everything to do about cars. So for me, the fact that I have to go into a parking garage or into a space, it's usually tight. I usually have to pay for it. For work, go into a parking spot. My car gets dinged all the time. Like I get hit all the time by other cars. And literally, I'm disgusted. And I want the parking authority companies to pay for any dents that I have in my car because it is so disgusting about what they do in regards to parking and how much parking costs. And the worst of it all is that you have to parallel park in some spots, especially in the city I live near. And it's disgusting.
All right. That's it. Nice job, George.
Thank you. Wait, that reminded me. Remember when we went to, or we were parking near a pub and the drunk guys outside were trying, it was on East and Ave, and the drunk guys were trying to direct us? It just reminded
me. Vaguely, but yes.
It just reminded me of that.
Okay. So now, should I do the same topic or pick a different one?
Ooh. Let's pick a different one.
Okay.
And then if we like that, then next time we'll do it that way. If not, then okay. We'll do this. Like, you know.
All right. I am generating my word.
Okay.
My word is... Come on. Fog.
Okay. Do you want me to do a minute?
Yes. Set that timer.
Okay. Let me do it. And go.
Oh my God, you guys. I hate fog. Why is it so fog? I'm doing bad. Okay. Why can't you see when it's foggy? It's so unsafe. It's so dangerous. I don't like it. It's scary. It makes me feel like I'm going to get murdered. It makes me look over my shoulder a bunch of times when I'm walking down the street because I don't know who's around me and I'm scared. Also, what is this? A horror movie? I know I literally just said that, but like, this is real life, and real life doesn't have ghosts and gremlins and monsters, and fog should be only reserved for things like that. Get fog out of here. Nobody wants it. We hate it. This is an anti-fog household. And you know what I really, really hate? Fog machines. Why? For what reason? Why do we need a fog machine? Why? So we
10
can not
seconds.
see each other? I want to look at everyone. I want to see everything. Otherwise, I'm going to have an anxiety attack. Fuck you, fog.
And done. That was really good.
I think that was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I loved it.
You know what? Maybe we can put on our story like and have people write in like a random thing they would like us to go on a rant about, and then I can put all the
Oh,
results in a generator and then we can do it that way.
perfect. I love
I think
that.
that would be really fun. Okay, let's do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Right.
so we're gonna do that, and let's do it on all of our social medias.
Yeah. Yes, I
Okay.
think that'll be really fun.
Down.
Okay. Do we want to do this one? We have been putting it off for like 4 weeks.
No, literally, I would like to, but I'm just not ready for it. And I'm like, will I ever be? I mean,
I'm ready.
we,
Look, I
oh,
have some
you are ready.
notes.
Oh
I'm
my God. Okay,
ready.
let's do it. Fine, but you go first.
Okay. So George has been putting this topic in our outline for the podcast for like literally 4 or 5 weeks. And we like and we keep skipping it. So the topic is the must-haves in your closet, your must-haves.
Yes.
I wrote variety, color, patterns, quality basics, and pieces that go with multiple items.
Oh, I love
And I
that.
will add to this, I also like to have a variety of shoes, but the variety of shoes, most of them I like to be able to go with most things.
Right.
And then I have a couple of pairs of shoes that only go with like certain things.
I
But
love that.
all of my pairs of shoes I can wear with multiple different things, which is really important to me.
I love that. That was perfect.
Yeah.
So, for me, my must-haves in my closet would have to be jeans, shoes. I love, love, love shoes. And I feel like
But like
shoes.
what kind of jeans? Like any specific kind or like a good fitting
Oh,
pair or like
yeah.
a
Oh,
specific kind
yeah.
of shade of denim?
Well, okay. So, definitely a nice blue, like a dark blue shade of
Okay.
denim jeans. I prefer skinny jeans, but whatever.
Okay.
Of
Like
course,
skinny or like just straight leg? Like
skinny
they're good,
jeans.
like attached to your leg?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm obsessed. But like late, I mean, I shouldn't even say that. I guess let's just do straight because they used to be skinny jeans, but I
They're a
lost a
little
little
bit
weight, so
looser
they're a little
now.
loose. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, so I love, love, love those. I have to have them. Shoes. I love shoes. And like you were saying, like I have some shoes that could go with anything, and I have some
Right.
shoes that are specifically for certain outfits.
Yeah.
And shoes are definitely a big statement for many people, including me.
Yeah.
So that's very important.
You can always bring a boring outfit together and make it more interesting with cool shoes.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And trying to think what else. I'm gonna say, oh, okay. I'm gonna say a nice button down. Sure. I love
Okay.
a nice button down. Short sleeve or long sleeve?
Like a nice fitting.
Yes, like a nice fitting, because you never know. And that could either be like a dressy shirt, or it could just be like a casual, like if you're just going to hang out with friends, like
Yeah.
very
Yeah.
like
You want to look a little bit nicer or
yes,
whatever.
it could
Yeah.
literally be whatever you want it to be. Aww.
Michael wants to share the must-haves in his closet.
What's your must-haves?
He said, what is it, buddy? He said his necktie for formal time. What else? His bow tie for when guests are here. What else?
Oh,
What?
Denim jeans.
He said no jeans. All right. Thanks for sharing, buddy.
Thank you. I'm obsessed with that. But yeah, so that would be my list.
Oh my God, he is shedding like crazy. Yeah, no, that's a good list. I love that.
Thank you. And we did it.
We did it. Finally, we can check that item off our to-do list.
Literally.
I gave him a kiss. I had so much cat hair in my mouth.
Now, does he shed once it gets nicer out?
More so, yeah, but he sheds like all the fucking time.
Okay, like all the time. Okay.
He has like a deceivingly thick coat.
Okay.
Like it doesn't seem.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say
it doesn't seem like it's thick, but it's very thick.
Yeah. Wow. Like,
Claudie didn't have as thick of a coat as this.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was probably like about half as thick.
Okay.
Her coat, his is deceivingly thick.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I pull like fat tufts of fur out of his hair.
Yeah.
Out of his fur every day. Like, look at that.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That is thick. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goli gummies today. All right, so should we go into Vanderpump or leave it for next time?
Let's talk about it a little. Okay. I thought this episode was pretty good. I thought it was better than the other ones, a little bit more interesting. I won't get into explicit detail because George hasn't seen it, but based on the previews, based on the preview of what's going to happen on the next episode and then in the rest of the season, mm-hmm. It seems like all of the drama is coming and it's going to be very good. Like they showed us more.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm excited then. Shit, I should have watched it. I'm so mad now.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that traumatic. It was pretty good, but I'm really excited for what's coming.
For what's to come. Okay.
And the Valley is going to start soon.
Yes.
You know how on Peacock, when you watch it on Peacock, there's like there's the after show, like the Van, like,
yes,
there's the Vanderpump Rules after show.
Yeah.
So everybody from the Valley came on this time and they talked about the Vanderpump episode. And then at the end, they talked about the Valley and introduced themselves and how they know everybody in the group and all that.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So I'm excited.
Cool. It was it was a longer episode of the after show.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was under Vanderpump Rules after show.
Mm-hmm. It was okay. Yeah, because Brittany came on and was talking with Lala. Kristen was on with like with Sheena, I think. Jax was on with the Toms. And then
Okay.
The rest of them, yeah. It was cool. I like how they're integrating that into Vanderpump.
Yeah, I like that.
There's going to be some crossover. Like I know Schwartz was on a couple episodes of The Valley. Schwartz was actually supposed to be on The Valley as a main character. Yes,
I heard that.
Yeah, I think I told you that, right? Because I listened to that podcast episode that he was on. He was supposed to be on it, and then Scandoval happened. And yeah. Because heard the rumors that Vanderpump was going to get canceled.
Canceled, yes.
After season 10.
Yes. Oh my God, that's insane.
So yeah. They better bring it for the rest of this season then. Otherwise,
I know.
Good riddance. Cancel it. Let's get over with.
It's over. Literally. Yeah. All right. And talking about being canceled, let's talk about some pop culture. Like,
okay,
Madonna telling a handicapped woman to stand up at her concert, then realizing she was handicapped.
So, first of all, if somebody doesn't want to stand up, why are you making them?
No, I know. I thought that was so weird.
And even if we know that, or she's claiming that she didn't realize the woman was handicapped, but like, sure, if that's true, then it's fine. Like, we can forgive it. But also,
right,
why are you forcing somebody to stand up? What if they don't want to?
Right. I know.
It's not up to you.
I was like laughing because I'm like, but I was also cringing because I'm like, that's the cringiest shit I've ever seen in my life. And literally, if someone doesn't want to stand, like, who cares?
She's just mad she's not relevant anymore.
I know, literally.
But I was watching there's this YouTube video that's a compilation of like a few second, like, oh my God. It's a compilation of a few seconds of the top song each month from like the 70s or 80s or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And Madonna had so many hits.
Yes. Yes. Back,
like, oh my God. She had so many hits back in the day. She was dominating this list.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That was a cool YouTube video. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it went all the way up till today. So it was cool. It was like a lot. It was like literally like a 50-minute long video that I watched. What? And I never watch YouTube videos. So I don't know what was going on. Something was in the water.
Yeah. I only watch YouTube if I'm watching like a podcast, but I like want to watch them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I'll do it through there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then also we have new information about Kate Middleton.
Oh my God. So we did see that photo of her in the car and her mom was driving.
Yes.
There has been speculation that it could have been a lookalike. They're also speculating that she's pregnant with somebody's baby. Like her brother-in-law's baby, but not Harry, like somebody else. Like, I don't know. But then that photo came out for UK Mother's Day. It's different than ours.
Yes.
And it was a seemingly very sweet, cute photo of her with her three children. And then it came out a few days later from the Associated Press to kill the story, remove the photo.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And
because upon further inspection, people were realizing, some real internet sleuths here were realizing that it was edited, and they zoomed in, and there was a whole thread about it on Twitter. I guess now it's called X, but like, I don't acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And yeah. So it's, I don't know. Insane. What do you think? Like,
okay, so
I
think it's one of these two or three. Number one, I think Prince William killed her. Number two, I think Prince William cheated on her, and she's like, I've had enough of your bullshit, and now the royal family is trying to cover it up. Or number three, she died during her surgery and they just aren't ready to tell everyone yet. So they're giving time and then they're going to announce it. Because I think like Queen Elizabeth was dead way longer than when she really died.
Do you think so?
And they were like hiding it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they didn't know like what to do next.
Wow.
So you never know.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I mean,
it's just weird because, like, here's my thing. I'm missing, right? Or, like, I'm like, there's news, like, there's tabloids saying I'm missing. If I'm not missing, I would go on my phone, I would record myself, and I would be like, hey guys, I'm okay. Everyone is posting right, on yeah. here. Like, it's the truth. Here's the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I would show the camera, like, and here's the time.
Yeah. Holding up today's newspaper.
Right. Like, it's today. Yeah. Like, I'm fine. Yeah. But thank you yeah. all so much for being worried. Love you all and hope to see you soon. And that's it. Yeah. But no, they like.
But it is the royal family.
Right.
And they could be preventing her from doing that.
Exactly. That too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but it's wild. It's and crazy. I feel like they're now they're probably, I almost said it and I stopped myself. They're probably scrambling to figure out what they're going to do because the internet has taken this, all of this information, and they have run with it.
Wild. Yes.
And like they're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? What the fuck is like, they have no idea what to do, I think is what it is.
Yeah. It's insane because here's my thing. I feel like they would have done something already if she was alive. And
I know.
Because they're such high profile people, like, why the fuck would you want this story out there like that, saying that she might be dead? Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Like, and the abdominal surgery, sorry, the abdominal surgery was announced after it happened.
Yes.
But with King Charles and his like prostate thing, they announced all that before. So it seems like they are trying to cover their tracks a little bit here.
Right. Oh, it's so scary. I hope she's okay. Like, I don't know.
I know.
And it's sad because, like, she was that kind of girl that did everything that that family told her to do. Like,
she did.
She really was there for them. So I don't know.
And I hope that she didn't pay for it.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I know.
Yeah.
But.
Man.
And then also, let's talk about Lindsay Lohan real quick.
Oh Lindsay Lohan. Did you see the interview she did with herself?
Yes.
Homage to the Parent Trap?
Yes. I didn't see the whole thing, but I did see a second. I thought they were going to announce that they're like redoing the Parent Trap. I was going to scream. But they're doing Freaky Friday. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yes.
I am so excited.
Wait, but, I think I'm going to do it. Yes! I got my candle lit.
Oh, good!
Yeah, without burning myself. Sorry.
What's the smell?
It's called Ball Boy.
Okay.
And it has notes of freshly uncanned tennis balls, vacation sunscreen, Prince cotton sweatbands, and cucumber sandwiches.
Oh, my God. That's so good. And you could buy that online?
Yes. So this is not an ad.
Okay.
But I am just a big fan. And if they want to sponsor me, they can because absolutely. I tell everyone about it. It's Vacation. They're the ones who make that sunscreen that comes out like whipped cream.
Oh, okay.
It is the best sunscreen in the entire world. I don't get burned. It smells amazing. It rubs on so smooth and it's fun.
Wow. Okay.
I have the candles. I have the air fresheners for the car. I have the perfume that smells like sunscreen. I'm obsessed. I love that.
And especially because, I love the smell of sunscreen.
Oh, my God. And it's the best smelling sunscreen, too. It's so good. During football season, I was lighting one of these in every single room, and the whole house just smelled like a resort. It was amazing.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, it's I don't know if the sale's still happening, but that's the only reason why I got them, because they're expensive.
Okay.
But I got them on sale. So
okay.
I spent $100 and I got 4 candles and they last a long time.
Okay, but that's
if I don't
really
burn them enough.
Yeah, that's not bad for candles.
And they're really good candles. So I think it's good. I always try and buy when they're on sale.
Yeah.
Because I love them so much. I just love them. Oh, hell.
And
it's my one little luxury. It's my one thing.
No, that's how I am too with candles. Like, that's my one little luxury where I will spend money on it. Cause I'm like, you know what? I'm meant for this.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah,
okay, so back to Lindsay
Lohan. She is back, looking incredible. She has a new movie out this Friday. We are filming this on a Thursday, so tomorrow it's out.
What is she? What movie is it? I didn't even know.
Oh my gosh. So it's in regards to St. Patrick's Day. Let me see what it is. Oh my God. I'm going to say like Irish something. Oh, Irish Wish.
Okay. Oh, perfect. For St. Patrick's Day.
So I'm excited. And I'm just so here. This is it right here.
Oh, cute. Okay.
I'm just so happy for her. I think she has a new deal with Netflix and like, she's just doing so well. Like, I am so happy for her. I could literally like shed a tear just because like she wasn't doing well for so long and like people were coming for her and then she was always in the tabloids. So I love a nice comeback. And, you know, Lindsay Lohan at the end of the day, no matter what was going on with her, like she's still an icon of our generation. And I just feel like we have to protect her at all costs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm so excited for her comeback. It's going to be great. I'm very excited. Yeah. Can't wait for a new Freaky Friday. That'll be awesome.
I'm excited. And she was we could say now because it's been a while. She was in Mean Girls. She did
she did. It was really cool. It was awesome.
So.
And she looks so good.
Yeah. No, that's. Yeah. I'm so happy for her. All right. And then also the Oscars were on. I did not watch, but I saw the clips. Okay. I saw the I'm Just Ken.
I didn't see that. I didn't watch it because I didn't have access to it.
Okay.
Sucks not having cable, but whatever.
I know.
But
you didn't see the I'm Just Ken?
No, I could watch it later. I don't know if I care to. I don't really care anymore. But
yeah,
saw the looks. Everyone was looking good.
Yes.
Everyone looked great. I don't think I really even hated anybody's dress. Everyone was looking good.
No, everyone looked good, especially at the Vanity Fair Oscar party. Everyone looks stunning.
Yes. I love that they change their outfits midway through. They look, it's so fun.
Yes. And I feel like they should. Like, I'm so happy they changed their outfits because if they didn't, it's kind of like, okay, like you're just coming to another party for more photos of the same outfit. So I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I didn't watch it just because like there's nothing that interests me this year. Like there were no like shows or movies that I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they win.
Oscars are only movies, George.
Or movies. I'm sorry. Emmys are like are shows. Right?
Emmys are just TV shows. Golden Globes are both.
Are both. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean Barbie.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. And then John Cena also was like out naked.
Oh my God. But he had a cock sock on. There was a picture of him with the cock sock.
Yes. Yeah.
He wasn't fully naked.
Right. He wasn't like actually naked, but in Hollywood he was naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm rewatching Girls right now.
Yes. I saw that. And
I always forget. I mean, I don't always forget cause I love it. but Zasha Mamet, who is one of the four main characters, one of the girls, if you will.
Yeah.
There is a scene in season 3 where she's bent over a chair with like her top on, but her pants are completely off and she's getting fucked from behind.
Oh.
And the person who's fucking her from behind is literally played by her boyfriend, her husband.
Wow.
So imagine like having to film a sex scene with your husband who you already have sex with, but he has to wear a cock sock.
Right.
And you can't, because obviously you don't, it's like, then it would be porn.
Right, right.
But isn't that so weird?
No, that's so funny. And what's even going to be weirder is if they get married, have children, and then their children watch the show and they're like,
they are married. That's her husband.
Oh, do they have kids?
Let me look it up.
Well, if they do one day and the kids are like, mom, I started watching your show, Girls. I know the mom's going to gasp.
I know.
That is so funny.
That's like, oh my God, hilarious. Wait. She does not have children.
Okay.
She has pelvic floor dysfunction.
What is that?
I don't know, but it seems like, oh no. I don't know, but it
All
might,
right.
I mean, it does have to do with down there. So it may
Okay.
cause problems for childbirth, and that's maybe why they don't have kids, or maybe they just don't want them.
Oh,
Who
yeah.
knows?
That's
I
fair,
just love,
especially.
I just love that her and her husband have a sex scene together. It's so
Yeah, no, I think that's hilarious.
yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely that kind of thing that's like, okay, like if they don't want kids, like why would I almost feel like why would anyone want to bring a child into this world when it's so crazy right now?
I
It's really
know.
insane. I mean, they're, you know, child is a blessing, but at the same time, it's like, it's not a good like world right now. It's insane. But that's it. Oh my gosh, I have been looking at these people. Like, why can't I just have a six pack without working out?
I
That's one thing I want to
know.
end with today
I
is like,
know.
why can't I, like, why the fuck do you have to work out just to get a six pack? I don't want it.
I know. I know.
I don't want to work out. I just want
I
the
know.
nice body.
I know. Also, you guys, I just audibly farted a few seconds ago while George was talking, and I hope that the microphone picked it up.
Oh, no one heard anything. You could have literally just slid. I didn't hear anything.
I said I hope it picked it up.
Oh, you wanted to.
I
Okay.
hope they can hear my fart.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with that. Okay, other than that, the last thing we have today is our hyperfixations.
Weekly hyperfixations, baby. What's yours, Georgie?
Okay, mine is the new Ariana Grande album. I Eternal Sunrise or Sunshine. I am obsessed with it. It's a great album from start to finish. There's a lot of fun.
Literally last week you said that she was giving you the ick. So what
No,
the
I know. Okay, so let me say something. I'm a hater to the core, okay?
Yeah.
And my intention, I had every intention on hating this album. Like I was gonna trash it. I did not like the lead single. I like
Yeah.
Ariana Grande. I'm not saying anything crazy, but like just with everything that's been going on with her this past year, I did not like how she handled everything. Like with that guy, like, you know, the whole
Yeah.
divorce. Like I didn't like any of that. And I was gonna hate it. I had every intention to. Literally, I listened to the album because like I just like new music. So I listened to it and I fell in love. I was like, I tweeted it. I was like, I wanted to hate it so bad, but I freaking love it. It's incredible. And it might be her
You
best
wanted to hate
album.
it, but you can't.
I wanted to hate it, but I can't. So
Oh
that's
my
that.
God.
Yeah.
I'm
So
screaming. Love that for you.
thank you.
I currently do not have a hyperfixation, and I'm just devastated about this for me.
Yeah.
I need
You'll get
something to
there. You'll
take
get
the
there.
edge off.
Yeah. You'll get there.
To feel good and normal, but
Yeah. My hyperfixation, if it wasn't this album this week, was gonna be elderberry gummies because
ooh.
I was like loving it. Yeah.
Okay.
I got a new one from
Also,
the what?
go ahead.
No, I got a new pack from the natural vitamin thing, whatever, like some brand. And they taste so
Ooh.
fun. Oh my God, I like want to eat them all. I know I can't and I don't, but I'm just
I
saying.
know. That's how I am with Lark, that's how I am with my collagen gummies. They taste so
Yes.
good and oh, I love them. But
I know
they're
you
too
can't.
expensive for me to be eating them like
That's so
that.
I
It's
know
not
they're too
okay.
expensive. I know that's another thing that's
Oh,
stopping me.
I know.
So,
But yeah. All right, you guys.
all
Well,
right,
oh my God, I
guys.
want to just share one thing really
Yeah.
fast. So, Tuesday night. I got extremely high.
Yeah.
And because I was extremely high, I was snacky.
Right.
I had already made, so I ate dinner. I can't remember what I ate. Oh, it was a veggie burger. But I ate dinner. But while I was making dinner, I also while the frozen patties, because I didn't make them from scratch this time. I wanted to this week, but it was just too crazy.
Yeah.
Were in the oven. I was also making my lunch because the toppings I was going to put on the burger were most of the same toppings that were going on the sandwich. So
Right.
I was like, I'll make this sandwich. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, there was just a weird noise. I don't know what.
Yeah,
it
I
was.
was like, "What the hell was that?"
I know, it was so weird. I was like, ugh. So I made the sandwich, and then I put the sandwich away. I ate, made the veggie burgers were done. I made it. I ate it. Then I was a little snacky, so I took a couple bites out of the sandwich, and then I was like, "Okay, this is my lunch for tomorrow. I can't do this." So I put the sandwich in the back of the fridge, right? Because I was like, "If I can't see it, then I won't eat it. I'll eat something else."
Right.
But the sandwich was so good. I was like, oh, I wanted it so bad. But I was like, I need it for lunch.
Yeah.
I went to go like put my lunch the next morning. I went to go put my lunch in like a bag with ice so I could bring it to work. And I look in the fridge and I can't find the sandwich.
No.
So I went to work. I'm like, yeah, this is my weird lunch today because I made a sandwich and I ate it last night, I guess, when I was home. And they're like, oh my God. Everyone was like, oh my God, that's so funny. And I really, really believe that I did this. Like, oh. I believe it. I was like, that's definitely what happened.
Right.
Because I definitely ate the sandwich. And then I was like, I can't believe I ate one veggie burger. Then I ate the sandwich. Then I made another veggie burger. What's wrong with me? So I get home yesterday after babysitting. And I'm getting the stuff out to make dinner, which is another frozen veggie burger because I was tired and lazy. Tonight I'm making tacos, so don't worry.
Ooh, okay.
And guess what's in the fridge?
The fucking sandwich. No!
So I could have had the sandwich yesterday.
Oh my God. Maybe you moved it and you thought it was in that spot and it was in another spot.
No, because... because I had put it so far in the back.
Oh,
and when I like put this stuff in the fridge to pack for lunch, I usually put it in the front so I can just grab it.
That might be worse than me like writing my name all over my food so no one eats it at home. Like the fact that no one's even home and you forgot
it's
it.
It's just me.
It's just you.
But then I was kind of relieved because I was like, thank God I didn't eat the sandwich and two veggie burgers.
Yes.
Thank God. That's gluttonous. And that's one of the seven deadly sins.
Yes. No, literally. You literally, and you didn't eat those calories. So now you can eat them now and at least remember.
Yes.
So I'm obsessed.
And once I had the sandwich, I was almost like, damn, I kind of want to eat this for dinner. Right. But I will say I did wake up at 2 a.m. and I was still thinking about the sandwich and I ate half of it. And I ate the other half right before we started.
Good for you. Good for you. It's a fucking veggie burger. Like, you're gonna be fine.
No. But the sandwich was turkey and cheese.
Oh, okay. With,
like
okay,
the
okay.
Toppings that were on the veggie burger. You
yes.
Know, whatever.
Yes. I am.
Oh
dying.
Man.
Oh my
I wish
God.
I had another sandwich.
Yeah. On that note,
I am a sandwich.
With that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm really glad I shared that because
that story was so funny because, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, guys. Yeah. Well,
all right, you guys, we'll leave you with that.
Yes.
We hope you have a beautiful week. And
weekend.
Yeah.
And
happy
we'll
St. Patrick's Day. Wear green so they don't pinch you.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Have a great weekend and enjoy the gorgeous weather.
Enjoy it. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. I'm a simple